South Africa wishes to thank you for the sterling work in steering the negotiations over the past week. South Africa, as a member of the core group, also thanks all those delegations and NGOs who participated in a constructive manner with a view to strengthening the text and under the sole purpose of ensuring that the rights of peasants and other people working in rural areas are respected, promoted, and protected and fulfilled. Our collective efforts in this working group has already served as a great leap forward towards closing the protection gap for peasants and other people working in rural areas. South Africa reiterates the importance of this intergovernmental working group in elaborating comprehensive norms and standards on the rights of peasants and other people working in rural areas. This is premised on the foundations and the mandate of the Human Rights Council, which is responsible for strengthening the promotion and protection of human rights, including the right to development, the development of international law in the field of human rights, and the prevention of human rights violations, as encapsulated in Resolution 60/251. Furthermore, as we celebrate the 70th anniversary of the UDHR and the 25th anniversary of the VDPA, this working group has solidified the fact that indeed human rights are universal and inalienable, indivisible, interdependent, and interrelated. Finally, South African delegation wishes to thank the chair for the revised text and believes that it has formed a clear framework towards its finalization and adoption. This declaration will serve as a practical tool for peasants and rural communities around the world, as well as our citizens whose livelihood is connected to the land. In this regard, the chair can rest assured of the unwavering support of South Africa in the finalization of the text. Thank you.